Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. We are in the month of Ramadan, and fasting is not only practice of preventing one from eating food or drinking water. No, it is much more than this. It is much more than this, as we discussed. It is discussed in Fiqh Hadith that fasting means when you fast, you have to fast with your eyes, with your hands, with your legs, with your stomach, with your tongue. You control all parts of your body, and this is the true fast and the fast of awliya, those close ones to Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. There's a beautiful Hadith from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he says, "As-sawm fi shitaa' al-ghanimat al-baridah." Fasting in the winter time, when temperature is not very hot and you can easily fast, it's a cold blessing. It's a cold blessing. You are blessed while you are not in big trouble. And we have another hadith where Imam Sadiq salamu alayhi says, "Afdalul jihad as-sawm fil har." The highest level of efforts in fasting is in the summertime when the weather is hot. So basically, either we are in the cold times, in the winter times, or we are in the hot times. So both are blessings. When you are fasting in the cold days, it's another blessing for you. You can simply fast, and you can fast as much as possible because it's the winter time, so you can fast a lot, and you can make a lot of efforts, and you can make a lot of rewards with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is very good. But when you fast in the hot days, in the summer days, then Imam Sadiq says, "Afdalul jihad as-sawm fil har." That is the highest effort you can take, the highest effort you can make. I mean, it is hard fasting for 18 hours in the day. It is hard preventing one from food, from drinking water, preventing yourself from all of your organs from not doing, committing any sin. So it's a kind of hard, and it has its own rewards, because Imam says this is afdalul jihad. Jihad in English means when you do efforts, really big efforts. That is called jihad. Jihad is not always fighting. When you wake up in the night time to help your parents, it's a jihad. When you go to feed a needy person, it's a jihad. When you go work hard for your family, for your children, for your wife, it's a jihad. So jihad has tons of meanings. Meaning, the main meaning of jihad is when you try hard. And one of the trying hard is when you do battle for the sake of Islam. So this is another jihad. So basically, jihad means when you try. Imam says, "Afdalul jihad as-sawm fil har." The topmost efforts when you do, that is in the summertime when you fast. Fasting in the hot days is a great effort. So in any case, you can fast all the year. And as I said in some programs, that fasting is one of the best worship you can offer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fasting is the topmost worship, almost one of the topmost worship, because when you fast, you feel the pain of a hunger. When you fast, you kill your nafs, you put your nafs down, and you take your nafs down, because nafs means desires. Desires wants you this and that. You control yourself and you say no to yourself, to manage yourself, to balance yourself for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is truly, that's a truly and real fasting. May Allah give us tawfiq to fast as Allah wants from us, and Rasulullah and Ahlul Bayt want it from us, inshallah ta'ala. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad, wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Ammar in the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد